Welcome to Success with Srini, a daily podcast where you'll find simple solutions to life's complex problems. Career, business, relationships, finances. Life is full of possibilities, and it comes with its own set of unknowns. Listen to Srini and build your confidence to overcome every challenge life throws at you. Set the altitude of your expectations high. And here is Srini Sarapalli.
Time now for today's success tip with success coach Srini Sarapalli. Srini, good morning to you and welcome.
Good morning, Srita. Good morning to all our friends and listeners. I had some few plans to talk about this morning. Let me think through for a second. Okay, let me pick up a discussion I had this morning, which is, how to deal with disappointment at work. Okay, how to deal with disappointment at work. Occasionally, well, pretty frequently, we all face disappointments. You know, sometimes they're big, sometimes they're small. Problems do come up. The situation that usually, they go wrong. They never meet our expectations, and what we get in return to what we put is always there is this imbalance there. There's this huge parity there. So how do we deal with it? What kind of a mindset that's needed to overcome this? Now, the first step is acknowledge what you are feeling when you are encountering disappointment. So, in other words, there are certain feelings everybody processes when there is a situation. Most actually suppress their feelings and they move on, which is a huge issue, which is a huge challenge. So, first of all, acknowledge the fact. The acknowledgement also sometimes means that you just simply don't walk away, but find a way to put it in perspective. In other words, you walk up to the whoever that is creating this problem and nicely tell them, listen, this is not the way to do this. This is not the way I expect it to happen. But, whatever way you want to resolve it, essentially putting that in perspective. Second, right, don't doubt yourself when encountering a situation like this. So you fundamentally refuse to doubt that there is an issue with you as such. So in professional environments, it do happen. Disappointments are not unique to you. It happens in professional environments. Things go wrong. Things happen. But again, you need to think, act, frame and reframe yourself from the situation. Then always look for a solution if one exists. Essentially, your brain is a solution machine. It always, and if every time it encounters a conflict or a disappointment, it looks for a solution. And most of the time, the solution is not evident. It's not explicit. In other words, if that happens, then what you do, you look for a compromise. A compromise is not simply saying, listen, I have to give in to this. No, compromise means that you go back to the drawing table, take your time while looking for the right solution. And finally, right, if changes are necessary, you have to make. You're continuously encountering disappointments. You're not happy. Your expectations are not met. And you don't feel any which way plugged in. And you're not feeling actualized. You need to move on. How do you move on? Sometimes within the company, sometimes outside the company. Opportunities are plenty. The only requirement is that you simply do not give up. And here is the bottom line truth. Here's an affirmation for you. Winners simply don't quit. You just simply don't quit. You do what you do. You do your best. You move on. You create more opportunities. And life is going to happen to you. That's the simple simple message here. That's all I have, Srija, for all our listeners this morning. I'll be back again tomorrow talking more about success. And life continues.
Okay.
Move on.
Okay. Thank you, Srini. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you. Bye now.
That was success coach Srini Sarapalli with today's success tip. And he will be back with us tomorrow around the same time.
Thanks for listening. Srini Sarapalli is one of the most sought-after speakers, trainers, and motivators in the world today. His radio and TV shows reach over 1 million people worldwide. Srini has positively impacted the lives of over 400,000 people through his seminars, webinars, and workshops. For more information, go online to www.successwithsrini.com. That's successwithsrini.com.